Okay, so external sources of business ideas. So we're going to look at external sources. Now, these are coming from outside the business or outside the entrepreneur. So the entrepreneur is not going to come up with these ideas themselves. So for the entrepreneur, external business ideas include family and friends. So ideas for new products come from family and friends. They might have a frustrating experience, and when speaking to the entrepreneur about it, it might help the entrepreneur to spot a gap in the market, so then they can fill that gap with the idea to prevent these frustrating experiences happening. Number two then, for entrepreneurs, you've got networking. So this is where people meet up to build up relationships and share business ideas and information. So they usually might happen at kind of business mornings. So some local enterprise office might run a business morning where people come to a hotel, they'll have breakfast together, they'll sit around the table, share ideas, network to try to help each other out. So at corporate functions such as exhibitions, conferences, or golf outings, for example, the Dublin City Local Enterprise Office, the LEO office, organise a range of networking events for female entrepreneurs and food startups. So for entrepreneurs and existing businesses then, so these external sources of business ideas come from, one, the media. So ideas for products come from the media, such as television, newspapers, and social media. For example, the Pop Socket was developed to use as a grip to enable smartphones users to take selfies and videos with a steadier hand. Market trends then, number two. So a business keeps an eye on the market trends to identify new goods and services to satisfy consumer needs. For example, many brands are using additional protein in their products to attract health-conscious consumers. For example, Avamore Protein Meat and Weetabix Mix with extra protein. State agencies then, such as Enterprise Ireland, provide information on worldwide markets and growth statistics. So Enterprise Ireland kind of helping businesses to export, and these can provide firms and entrepreneurs with new ideas for products and services. And then import substitution then, really, really important term. This is where instead of importing the good into the country, you're going to make the product in the country itself. So when we import goods and services, that money leaves the country. So if we make the product here, at least the money is going to stay here and it's going to benefit our economy. So when a business or entrepreneur makes a product that is currently imported, so there's no Irish-made product available. And the last one for external sources of businesses for existing business will be competition. So businesses might copy or adapt a competitor's good or service. The business then creates its own products. For example, Ryanair was the first European airline to operate a no-frill service. And other airlines now, such as EasyJet, have copied the idea to compete in the airline market. And then customer feedback. This gives the business insight into products and that consumers would like to buy. The firm can develop new or improved products to meet consumer needs. So you're meeting the needs of your market, so you're going to keep the brand loyalty or keep the consumer loyalty to the product. So there are your external sources of business ideas. You got family and friends and networking for entrepreneurs, media, market trends, state agencies, and import substitutions for entrepreneurs and existing businesses. And then for existing businesses, then you got competitors and customer feedback.